are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, everything gets sold sooner or later on the Internet, and I guess breast milk is now being sold over the Internet. Unfortunately, bacteria could be found in this breast milk because we're not really pasteurizing it or shipping it in the most ideal ways possible. So we're going to talk about why you may want to be careful buying breast milk over the Internet. Then, many of us are so ADD and unable to get through a movie without texting because our cell phones are turning us attention deficit, that movie theaters are trying to cope with the economic times and will allow a texting aisle for those people who need to text during the movies. Now, mind you, I'm a doctor. I go in for a movie, like a Lord of the Rings movie is 3 hours plus previews. 3 hours plus previews. It's almost impossible to be away from your answering service that long. So for somebody like me, I would probably use this, okay? Then this is interesting. Apparently, there is a list of buildings in Los Angeles that are liable to collapse if an earthquake strikes. But from what we're hearing, this list has been refused to be released. What's going on right now and what needs to be done with some of these LA buildings? Okay? Then there's a computer that uses quote-unquote electric blood, right, to power it. Even though it's not blood, it's something that we would equate to blood for us for a computer. We'll talk about this and how the technology is very similar to what blood does for our brain. Exercise improves our ability to smell, all right? A lot of us were like, you know what, I can't tell if the cat took a, you know, whiz or whatever. Well, exercise and maybe you'll be able to smell it better. Yeah, that's incentive enough. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, sorry we couldn't cover in the first hour that we watched it today is this blue meth. Canadian cops have just busted drug dealers with 40 pounds of blue meth, which is supposed to be copying Walter White's famous formula on Breaking Bad. They say drug smugglers in Oklahoma maybe aren't producing the 99.1% that the Walter White pure meth claimed, but they are adding dye. Okay, so apparently Canadian County Sheriff's deputies managed to intercept 40 pounds worth of meth that were colored blue, worth $2.3 million in an SUV. I don't know about any, health effects of snorting something with food coloring, but my guess is it's minimal compared to what the rest of the meth can do to you. All right, this is apparently one of the largest crystal meth busts in nation's history. And to think that even these drug dealers are trying to capitalize on what happened with Breaking Bad, it kind of lets you guys, it's an eye-opener for those of us who are naive that your meth world is very integrated into our world. Okay, I know many people think that whoever's dealing with drugs or whatever, they're stuck in some shack, right? No television, no radio. All they do is they get high. No. Okay, these are people that actually have television sets. So my guess is they watch Breaking Bad too. Also, okay, not that there's a Breaking Bad too, although they were talking about the lawyer, Bob Odenkirk, the lawyer, the funny lawyer on Breaking Bad, having his own spinoff of this. So even though Walter White is dead, there may be a spinoff using the lawyer. That would be brilliant. I got to tell you, every character in Breaking Bad was awesome. Okay. Oh, I hope I didn't do it. Well, there's going to be a spoiler alert in a second here with Breaking Bad. So anyway, we were going to talk about some of the truths that we saw in this Breaking Bad, and apparently Breaking Bad has a lot more truities, and it was a lot more accurate than people would think. Okay, like for example, when it comes to the potency and the purity, shall we say, if you have something more pure, absolutely, you could sell it for more. That's very, very true. Now, do most people care about the purity? The average person doesn't. They just want meth. They wouldn't even know. They wouldn't be able to tell. They buy it, they use it, that's it. But for the higher infrastructure, absolutely. All right, the purity is huge. All right. Sometimes they could take something pure, dilute it, and make then multiple batches out of that. And then sometimes they could just sell it to people who are willing to pay more for the pure. Again, if purity causes you to use less of a substance, then you're able to purchase more of that substance, you see? All right. They were also talking about in this one article from the Washington Post, apparently Dylan Matthews published, here's what Breaking Bad gets right and wrong about the meth business. You know, they talked about in here super labs. You know how in the beginning they made meth in the, I guess, in an RV out in the desert, and then they built these super labs? Super labs, very common. All right, this is a business. This is a manufacturing business. Okay, super labs could be integrated into a variety of different businesses, so absolutely, these super labs that are out there do exist. Right? They say super labs were originally built in Mexico, okay? And it was more difficult to, shall we say, transport into the country. So they say that many cartels have U.S.-based super labs, so they're already in U.S., making the meth. Alright. Many of you were kind of sickened by the whole acid burning of the body. Apparently that's called, I think in Mexico, stewing. It's called the guiso or stew. Alright. It's a disposal technique used in Mexico, apparently, by some of the cartel. Pretty scary stuff. The methylamine. It's ammonia with a hydrogen atom swapped out for a methyl group, which has carbon and hydrogen. All right. Apparently, there's other ways to make methylamine without you needing to purchase it. But we won't go into that because we don't want you guys spending money on meth. But don't go away, or making it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spru seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. Hi guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. There is a fundraiser for the Albuquerque Healthcare for the Homeless. And here's about to be a spoiler alert. All right. How they're making money is doing a funeral for Walter White. Yep, Breaking Bad, still a part of our lives, even though the show has been over. I finally saw the end of it so I could talk about it, but apologize for any spoiler alert. Apparently, the service at the Sunset Memorial Park included a funeral program that showed the bespectacled, I guess, Walter amid clouds. I guess there's going to be a procession with an RV. They are raising money. It's called, well, according to the website, it says walterwhitefuneral.org, but what we understand that this is supposed to be a fundraiser for Albuquerque Healthcare for the Homeless. Now, I don't mind that. I think that's great. I mean, if they're going to be raising money, fine. Don't want, you know, everybody ticked off if they haven't finished watching the show. But how I look at it is, you know, I didn't get mad about the TV spoilers because it was my fault that I wasn't watching it. You know, I know a lot of you haven't watched, you know, watched Lost. Let's say, well, I, that's not my fault if you're years behind. So as far as I'm concerned, we could talk about it. But, you know, this kind of leads us to the next discussion that we were going to discuss. And not only I think we're going to transition off the Breaking Bad part of this, but I don't want kids listening to this next section because we're going to be talking about the stages of death. This is the week before Halloween. A lot of spooky stories and spooky stuff comes to life this week. Some people of you really, really dig it. But the headline that came about last hour, which we talked about, was how death doesn't happen by one particular thing. When your heart stops, you may not be dead. All right? There's other factors involved that lead to cell death. And scientists think that as long as we can capture the body and do some preventative mechanisms, we could prevent death. Meaning maybe people aren't really dead just when their heart stops, right? Because we could resuscitate them. Some of them we could resuscitate. You know, maybe there's this whole process, and we know there's a whole process. And if we can intervene with certain processes, we could then hopefully keep you from dying earlier than when you're about to die, right? Which would be nice. All right, so we decided to kind of go into the stages of death. Now, this could be pretty gruesome, okay? And just like I said, be prepared. Now, I've been looking at a variety of different websites that explain this, right? And we've talked about how CSI and how agencies and forensics can determine how long you've been dead based on certain things that happen with your body. All right, so we've talked about this before on the air, but this appears to be a little bit more of a graphic website. It's called listverse.com, the 10 fascinating stages of death. It's not fascinating to me. It's kind of sad and scary, but to look at what happens, okay, within the first, shall we say, at the moment death occurs, okay, a variety of things could be happening depending on how you're dying. The heart could stop. You could be, like, for example, when you're hung, you could have a convulsion. There could be short gasping breaths at the time of death. Ears become cold due to lack of circulation. The blood is trying to flow to the center core of the body. The blood could turn acidic. Right, because you are not having as much oxygen, obviously, because this is the first moment of death. Less oxygen, more carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is linked to hydrogen. Hydrogen is what causes the breathing reflex. The low acidity or the higher hydrogen atoms in the blood, hence then the higher carbon dioxide, is what stimulates breathing. Sometimes you could gasp at the way end. Larynx could lose its cough reflex. There may be a little bit of mucus, etc. And it's a rattling-like sound that many people can make because of this at the time of death. Some people have called it the death rattle, but unfortunately that's what it is. A lot of the mucus and stuff not being cleared because of the lack of the cough reflex. Lungs shut down. Brain can stop functioning, but the brain stem is still alive. Okay, so at the first minute, brain stops getting oxygen. Okay, there is a pallor that takes in, a paleness. Now, this has nothing to do with rigor mortis or the blood settling. This is still a shunting of the blood as your heart finished beating towards the center part of your body, but the lateral extremities don't seem to get the blood shunted to them. Poor circulation. The pupils, then, the black part of the eye, start to get this glassy appearance. Body temperature starts to slowly drop. We're homeothermic, meaning we can regulate our own body temperature. Once that stops, you can actually start getting a little bit of cooling right away. The coolingness, the temperature of the body is many times used by forensic pathologists also because they could tell how long it takes for the body to cool based on how long somebody's been dead. Now, according to this website, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. But in the 1 to 9 minute mark, according to listverse.com, this is where you now start to have the settling. Blood will start to coagulate and settle rather immediately within minutes, okay? You start to get something called liver mortis, which is usually that reddish blue color. Your muscles are now relaxed, bowels, bladder, may even empty. Okay? At this point, certain brain cells could actually start to die because those with programmed cell death to not get oxygen, etc., they start to die. At this point, the pupils begin to dilate. All right? It's unresponsive direct light. You're not having that brainstem reflex. The potassium and the red blood cells start to break down, so the pupils, I guess, get cloudy because of that. Many people do die with their eyes open. Some of us will close the eye, but the clouding of the eye may be a better indication of the time of death than the actual rigor mortis or the livor mortis. The eyeballs start to flatten due to loss of blood pressure. At this time, this is when the brainstem is unfortunately dying. Now you're in the hour stage. So between the first and 8 hours, this is where rigor mortis starts to set in. So when somebody tries to pretend to be dead, let's say at a shootout or whatever, and then they try to act stiff, you don't know. No. You know, people that are dead are still, they have that relaxed, look to them. The rigor mortis, when the muscles start becoming stiff because of the lactic acid in the muscles, it starts to cause rigidity, and then it unfortunately causes that stiffness. Now, we've talked about hair looking like it grows. One theory is that you dehydrate. Okay, by the 1 to 8 hours, you're already starting to dehydrate, dry out. Your body's not protecting. And so hair will look like that it'll be growing as the scalp and skull start to shrink in, nails, etc. Your fingers are nice and plump. As you die, these start to dehydrate, so the nail looks like it's growing longer. Some people think that rigor mortis, the stiffening of the muscles could actually push the hair onto the follicle, kind of like goosebumps do. All right, so, but hair just is not growing, okay? Hair does not grow after you die. All right, and then they talk about the liver breakdown of alcohol, et cetera. Body starts to cool, and that's called algor mortis, all right? Now, at the 1 to 5 day mark, okay, rigor mortis basically has taken over, all right? But then the muscles are done contract. The body starts to relax, and you become more pliable. Okay, if somebody gets a body that's not stiff anymore but has been dead for a while, now that could already be in the 1 to 5 day mark. Okay, this is why during the funeral, when the body is lying there in the coffin, the undertaker is able to put the body in a position like folding the hands, etc. When the body is very stiff and rigor mortis, you cannot. It's too stiff and the body's stiff. But during the funeral, which is usually a few days after death, this is where the muscles relax again, and then you could actually fold the hands. Okay? Now, at this point, the bacteria, certain other toxins, I guess, start to the enzymes within the pancreas. We start to have a decaying within the body. Usually, and we've talked about what the what happens at the mortuary, where they end up what the morticians do in terms of putting the fluid. We talked about the fluid and the fixative that goes in while we're emptying out the blood, etc. But if that doesn't happen, you can start to get blisters all over the body. And blisters that happen a few days after death make you kind of not presentable. 8 to 10 days, you start to have gas given off. Because of the bacteria, etc., you start to swell. It's called a bloat stage. Tissues of the neck, face, you start to get the swelling because of the bacteria and the giving off the gases. You start to eventually, at the 2-week mark, teeth, hair detach, skin starts to slip, and it starts to get pretty graphic. At the one month mark, skin starts liquefying because the internal gases have decayed. I don't want to go on any more from that. But those are the stages of death of a body. Okay, let's move over to some happier subject. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So exercise could improve our ability to smell. Apparently, 25% of us over the age of 50 have a diminished sense of smell. I wish I could smell less. I tell you, I cannot handle what these cats and dogs do to the house, even the kids. I mean, geez, you know, my boys, they aren't like little kids anymore. So now when they fart, it's like daddy. It's horrible. Anyway, but like we talked about a couple weeks ago, a diminishing sense of smell could be one of the first signs of dementia. So it only makes sense that if exercise prevents dementia, then exercise could hopefully prevent smell. I mean, it doesn't make sense, but it's kind of a correlation there. All right. So according to LifeScience.com, a study published in the Journal of JAMA Otolaryngology Head and Neck Surgery saw researchers follow 1,600 people over the age of 50 for 10 years. None of the participants had problems with their smell at the start of the research. During a 10-year study, the scientists repeatedly tested the volunteers' ability to identify 8 smells, including lemon, chocolate, coffee. During the research period, 28% of the participants developed problems with their sense of smell, but the results revealed that the more the person exercised, the less likely they were to develop smelling problems. Just one exercise session a week was shown to be sufficient to reduce the risk of the sense of smell fading. And it showed that men are more likely to lose their sense of smell than women, and smokers are at higher risk of developing impairment of the sense of smell. Not sure why the sense of smell, right, particularly that why exercise helps it, but again, brain function. So we know exercise helps brain function. We know smell seems to drop as people become cognitively impaired. Well, then the two are related. So pretty cool stuff. Now, let's go into this whole computer powered by quote-unquote electronic blood. IBM claims to be a step closer, right, to emulating, okay, the human brain with their computer if their computer uses electronic blood. The technology is used, I guess, to fuel and to cool the computer at the same time, similar to how blood functions in the brain. Okay? The system was reported by BBC News and was demonstrated at IBM Zurich Lab last week. According to IBM scientist Dr. Bruno Michael, they say we need to make supercomputers 10,000 times more energy efficient. By vertically integrating hundreds of chips with liquid cooling and power supply networks, we take the first steps at IBM research towards tomorrow's bionic computers. I can now sleep. I am so glad that this is happening. Now, I guess they say overall the brain consumes the same amount of power as a 20-watt light bulb, occupies the volume of a 2-liter bottle. Really? I don't know. I think a little, for some of us, I think it's a little less. And it's around 10,000 times more dense and efficient than any computer today. Why? Because they have capillaries, blood vessels, according to Daily Mail, which transport heat and energy at the same time. 40% of its volume is used for functional performance and 10% of its volume for energy and cooling. Yet the computer uses 99% of its volume for cooling and powering, only 1% to process information. By 2060, IBM envisions a pizza flop computer, which takes up half a football field to fit on a desktop. That would be a pretty big desk. Anyway, pretty cool stuff. I love how we're trying to, as man, mimic the human brain. We'll never do it, ever. There's no way to do that, okay? I mean, you know, it's you know, man dinks and God lakes, or man works and God laughs. You know, man could do, man could think he's you know, taking all the credit for life and the miracle of life, etc. But there's a higher power, okay? And if you don't believe in God, nature, but, you know, it's very hard to beat nature. So it's interesting that IBM is moving down that path, electronic blood. So what's going on in California? They say researchers are refusing to hand over a list of buildings in Los Angeles, which they say are liable to collapse if an earthquake strikes. Professor Jack Moley from UC Berkeley previously said that he would hand the list to city officials without making it public for fear of being sued. But a spokesman for Mayor Eric Garcetti said when his office requested the list in order to make a head start on tackling the problem, they were told, no givesies. Last week, scientists warned that a 6.7 magnitude earthquake is almost certain to happen on the West Coast in the next 30 years. And if it does, 1,500 aging buildings in L.A. could turn into death traps. A research team led by engineering professor Moley, being reported by Daily Mail, looked at public records and did, I guess, a walking survey to establish which properties were at risk. They found homes, Modest homes, millionaire high-rises, factories with outdated concrete constructions had apparently slipped through the cracks of certain city ordinances. So, the LA Times reported Sunday that the buildings are susceptible because they do not contain enough steel reinforcing bars to sustain them during the sidewalk shaking. I guess that would trigger, obviously, by an earthquake. The sidewalk, you know, sometimes it's not so much the building, it's the reinforcement around the building. So as the sidewalks could crumble, etc., now you're leaving your building vulnerable. So LA officials have known about the dangers for more than 40 years, they claim, but have failed to force owners to make their property safer or to compile a list of endangered buildings. That's some scary stuff. Now, we know that we're supposed to have a huge hit on the Eastern Pacific, which would that basically make that our West Coast. Remember, Chile got hit with an earthquake, New Zealand got hit with an earthquake, and then Japan. All right, within the last few years. The next big one is supposed to be hitting that eastern corner, upper eastern corner of the Pacific, which is our West Coast, even upper West Coast. They say many of these at-risk buildings include landmarks and buildings frequented by many of the LA's 40 million visitors per year, like the Capitol Records Building, the Pantages Theater, the Hollywood Guarantee Building, the Church of Scientology, Avalon Hollywood Nightclub. They say the at-risk buildings could be leveled by a 7.0 earthquake. So, we'll keep you guys posted. We talked about how the Sylmar earthquake in 1971 and Northridge in 1994, hundreds of people died. 9,000 people injured. Hospitals toppled over, apartment building, freeway overpasses. In fact, one of the, I believe, overpasses that was rebuilt after the 1971 earthquake ended up falling again during the 1994 Northridge earthquake. Now, some people go, was it every 25 years? Do we not have to worry until it's 25 years? Well, okay, we're already 2013, so we're at the 18-year mark from the Northridge quake. No, even higher. No, 19-year mark. So I wouldn't test that theory and think you have a few years to go. 1995 earthquake in Kobe, Japan killed 6,000. 133 people died in the New Zealand earthquake in 2011. 2008 forecast gave a 99% chance of a 6.7 magnitude quake in the next three decades, a 46% chance of a 7.5 or greater, with Southern California being the epicenter. Now, this is kind of interesting. When did all the concrete come into play? Now, in 1971, my mom had told me during the Sylmar earthquake, she basically jumped over my crib and was leaning over my crib to make sure stuff wouldn't fall on me. Every now and then she reminds me whenever I give her lip. I protected you in the 1971 earthquake. I'm like, thank you, Mom. Appreciate it. Yeah, you have to. She'll still make you feel guilty about that. She was okay. Nothing hit her from what I understand. So, very interesting. Back a little bit of history. They say the City of Angels saw a massive population influx in the 1920s due to a huge rush of homes and businesses, right? So, concrete structures had to build up, immediately. In the 1970s, concrete towers started to rise, etc. Concrete bust really happened over that time. And unfortunately, though, by 1970, they found that many of these buildings were not really up to par. Don't go away. We're going on break. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good.
go to freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD-cam cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is kind of interesting. We go to the movie theater, and we want to go to a movie theater to escape, right? You know, to escape work, right? Escape in-laws, just to kind of sit there, relax, and watch a movie. And some of these movie theaters, they have Lazy Boy chairs, like the Galaxy Theaters. Have you guys seen those? The Lazy Boy chair. right? Room for your food and your drink, and you can just kick back. I bring a pillow and blanket, and I sit there and get all cuddly while watching a movie. It is so nice. Hey, it's much cheaper than building a home theater in your house. Just go, and the ticket prices aren't even that much more expensive than others. Yeah, we only matinee it because I like saving the money. But while we're going to escape, our phones are beeping or they're texting, and you don't know if it's an emergency. You don't know what's going on. And they literally say in some of these theaters, we will kick you out. No texting, no checking the phone. There's actually people in there that come up. It's happened to me all the time. They go, ma'am, you got to shut the phone off, ma'am, or you have to leave. I'm like, duh. All right, well, AMC Theaters, which owns 400 movie play cinemas across the U.S., is considering creating a quote-unquote texting aisle. All right? They say the most logistical place to put such an aisle for people who want to send texts would be, you would think, the back row. Okay, or like an aisle in a place in the back where nobody in front can see you from behind to see. Because again, you know, it's all dark and it's about to be a scary part of the scene, and then all of a sudden you got somebody putting on a light to text. Your eyes move, and then you miss what just happened in the movie. It is. It's annoying. Regal Entertainment and IMAX are also looking at ways to let audience text and stay connected to their friends and work whilst watching a movie. Now, one moviegoer, I guess, in New York says, no, that would be a huge mistake, okay, because then people will be using their phones. If they could text, and they may even talk. They may even allow the beep and the buzzer to go off. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, okay? You know, wasn't life simpler before we had these cell phones and texts, et cetera? But like I said, the problem is society has changed to the point where if I don't answer a text or a phone call for 3 hours, my family thinks somebody died. And so I need to somehow try to sneak the letter K. You know how somebody will text you something, and so all I do is I try to get a little K, like as an okay, just to let them know I'm alive and well. I can't sit there and try to text, I'm in a movie, leave me alone. I can't do that. So I try to do a quick K, and then I immediately hide it against my chest to cover the light. So the problem is we have a society now where nobody can wait for correspondence. Now, what I started doing was putting on Facebook where I was going, which is, by the way, dangerous. You don't want to put on Facebook or Twitter or whatever where you're going, because then somebody could go and rob your house because they know you're gone. But I had to find myself doing that so people would leave me alone and realize I was at a movie. So then, and I notice I do that a lot now. If I'm going out of town, I do. I leave these posts now so people don't go into an absolute frenzy if I don't write them back or contact them back. Okay, and especially in show business too, you don't return a call or something, you lose the gig. You lose the interview. You lose the TV shot. And so this, this move towards allowing people who are trying to escape in a movie. I mean, you know, even with Disneyland, I'm about to get on a ride and I got to check the phone. Because if the office is texting me and it has to do with the person's potassium, no, I'm not going to blow it off for a ride. I'm going to make sure that patient is tucked in before I enjoy the ride. So it's one of those things where we are so now enchained to our phones and technology and texting and emailing everybody that we don't get a break. What I suggest to you all to do is so, you know, and by the way, I mean, this could be why we're having such issues with insomnia and such issues with anxiety, because we always have to be on. Why aren't we telling our friends and family, guys, I just want to chill for a couple hours. I want to be off the grid. Now, going back to Breaking Bad, okay? Again, don't want to do a spoiler alert, but Hank tells his wife he'll be gone for a few hours. All right? So he's basically off the grid. She leaves him alone for a few hours. Meanwhile, something bad is happening. So sometimes you don't want to be off the grid, and then nobody's coming to your rescue. I mean, the one good thing about my husband's and my relationship is if I didn't answer a text or a phone call, then he knows to call in the cavalry. Something's wrong. Okay, because usually I make sure that that's my way of telling him I'm okay. But I think maybe just for our own mentation and for our own, just sense of well-being, why don't we start taking off the grid days or afternoons? I've started to do that with my mom. I'm like, I'm going to bed now, so no more texting. She's like, it's 2 in the afternoon on a Sunday. Well, I wanted her to leave me alone. So I am off the grid. So I do that with my mom all the time. Okay, mom, I'm off the grid, going to bed. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. Yep, off the grid. I'm taking a nap. And I do take a nap. Problem is, every time I take a nap, she calls. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So today, Obama was giving a speech talking about how they are using the best and brightest tech people to try to fix the bugs on these healthcare.gov glitches. As you know, the healthcare.gov is the Obamacare website. It was launched October 1. We've had more people sign on for a trip to the moon than sign on for the Obamacare health exchanges. The Department of Health and Human Services says updates will include new codes to fix the bugs. Even though millions upon millions of dollars, I think $400 million was spent on this website, they still didn't have the time or the money to get this ready. An absolute cluster, and that's where most of my taxpaying dollars went. All right. He had in his speech talked about the phone number on who to call. He had talked about people being available for us, etc. And I just found that for a presidential speech to be kind of odd. You know, we talk about kind of housekeeping type things that happen when you give a speech. I've spoken at many locations, many venues, and the person introducing you usually will do the housekeeping stuff before or after. So you, as the main speaker, would just deal with the heavy duty stuff, like, you know, let's say national security, or like for me, you know, certain discussions on healthcare, etc. For a president to have to sit there and give out a telephone number, and for people to have to sit there and write that down, it just seemed odd. And he's been doing that. He's been doing a lot of the work that his administration should have been doing to make this simple. We should not, as a country, need the President of the United States to give a speech when there's so much else going on, right? We do not need him to sit there and give us phone numbers and how to navigate. You, like a human resources person, would. That's why we have all these levels of management at the office. Okay? The big CEO doesn't come and give a discussion on phone numbers, etc. They have human resources get all this set up. Why is our CEO, our commander in chief, needing to sit there and walk us through step by step? It almost made me feel like we're kind of dumb. If our president has to sit there and walk us through it, doesn't make any sense to me. And it also means that he is being too distracted by the Obamacare debacle. Okay, we have national security issues. We have things going on beyond an Obamacare website failure. But he has to sit there and help us through all the little nooks and crannies. Makes no sense. It was very unpresidential, and it was kind of embarrassing. Now, maybe more people will listen to him than human resources or than an Obamacare staff person, etc. And maybe he thinks that he's the one that has to be out there because everybody's giving everybody else wrong information. I don't know. But as far as I'm concerned, we really need to be spending our time and money on getting people health care and walking them through a crappy website. Not working. All right, guys, don't go away. When we come back, women selling their breast milk online and it being contaminated with bacteria. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Take me down. Take me down. You know, take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.